What a treat we have for you on the New Music Show tonight, joined by West London superstar in the making, Tia Karras. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you for having me.
No worries at all. So your debut EP, En Route, it dropped at the end of last year. How have you found the reaction so far since putting it out there into the world?
I found it really good. It's really crazy because I feel like with that body of work, it was like, it's not just one sound, you know, like I had one overall like theme, which was basically, you know, the trials and tribulations I faced as a teenager. But in terms of sonically, I feel like each track was so different to one another. So it's been crazy to see like people come from all different, you know, lanes, and it's like one person's favorite track is like Reflecting Mirrors and someone else's is like Pretty on Drill, and it's like, it's just nice to have that diversity, you know, and people being able to relate to each one of the songs in their own way, you know.
And there are so many reasons why I love this EP. As you touched on there, it explores so many different genres, different production, the musicality, your clever lyricism, and also the subject matter. As you just said, it touches on your trials and tribulations as growing up, one of which being sexuality. And correct me if I'm wrong, but the idea and the issues surrounding sexuality is certainly something that isn't hotly explored in a lot of R&B and hip hop tracks. Do you find that to be the case?
No, definitely. I feel like it's such a taboo subject, and it's just one of them things, like, it's like we're in 2021, like we're slowly getting there, like, yeah, we're getting there, you know, they're making marriage legal, a lot more people are being able to accept it and talk about it. But I just feel like the more coverage we get with like our favorite singers and rappers, the better it will get for us. So that's definitely something that I want to highlight in the future, because I feel like it's one thing being queer, but it's another thing being queer with, you know, cultured parents. And one thing I found is I've had like close friends that, you know, in the same position as me, like they're gay or bisexual or transsexual even, and it's like when you don't look a certain way, people don't care to hear about your story. But as soon as you get like this pretty girl, and all of a sudden like she likes girls too, people, it's almost like a fetish to people. So as nasty as it is, it's like I want to use what I have and the platform that I have to be able to spread awareness. And hopefully if people see an aesthetically pleasing girl, let's say, talking about subjects like so taboo like that, hopefully, you know, they're more inclined to listen and accept it, you know.
Did this play on your mind at all when you were creating the EP and deciding to put it out there, the fact that this sort of subject matter isn't widely talked about in hip-hop and R&B, and is this going to be received well? How's this going to go down?
Not really, because I feel like I was happy, like in my life everyone that I loved and cared about knew my sexuality. So it was like I didn't feel like I had to prove anything to anyone. If people didn't like it, they didn't have to listen to it. But I felt like the move that we done with intro and just how, you know, the whole video in general, I feel like it's kind of hard not to love it, do you know what I mean? So there was like a lot of talk about around the subject I saw on social media, which is what I like. Like, I'm glad we're having these conversations, and that's another thing that, you know, I wanted intro to do, to start these conversations, and obviously we got that. And like you said, like, what are these people going to do? The worst they're going to do is not like it and not listen to it, and that's fine.
And the songwriting process for this EP, especially for the new track Trouble Train, how does it work? Because it is so diverse in the different genres you touch and the different levels of production. Do you have a producer that you sit with that, you know, plays you these beats and you're like, yeah, I want to make a rap over that, I want to rap over that? Or do you go into the studio and think, right, I want to make a drill track today, I want to make a hip-hop track, I want to make an R&B slow jam, you know?
I think, do you know what? I have such bad anxiety, so I can't do sessions like every other artist. It's a thing where I either find my beats on YouTube or I just get beats sent to me and I write by myself, because that's when I feel safest. It depends what mood I'm in. Like, one day I'll wake up and I'll think, okay, like, I want to do a bit of pop. another day I'll wake up, I'll be like, yeah, I want to spit on drill, like I feel like a bad bee. So it just depends what mood I'm in, and a lot of my songs start off as freestyle. So like Intro started off as a freestyle, Trouble Train actually started off as a freestyle, and you know, we experimented with the chorus once we got into studio. So I have my like select producers and engineers that I work with that I feel comfortable with, and you know, they'll tell me, why don't you do this instead, or why don't you do that, but ultimately it's like, yeah, I get the beat sent to me and I write in my safe place.
So with all these different styles and genres that you have going on, are you sort of intent on settling on one of them, or is the Tia Cara sound sort of defined by this eclectic mix of hip-hop and R&B and drill and pop? How's it going to work?
I think that's what makes Tia Cara so unique. I feel like women are already at such a disadvantage in the industry, and I feel like not just in the industry, in the world, and I feel like they're looked down on so much already, and it's like we shouldn't be made to feel like we are less than. So if I have this gift, if God's given me this gift of being able to conquer all genres, it's like, why should I just try and stay in one lane to make people happy? And it's funny you said that, because that's actually a conversation like I've had to have with a lot of people lately. That, you know, they want me to kind of find Tia Cara's sound, but it's like, if I'm getting people coming at me from all these different directions, people have got their favorite songs and songs that resonate with them the most, it's like, why do I have to stick to one sound? You know, why can't I have it all? As long as I've got enough content to be able to do that, then I'll do that. And I feel like the best example of that would be like a Dave or like a Stormzy or a Chip, where they can do their pop tracks, but at the same time they still got tunes for the culture.
And I wanted to ask you actually about my favorite lyric in the whole EP, and it comes from track number 2. It comes from Blessed, and the lyric is, nothing more, nothing less, everything in life is a blessing or a test. I mean, that is just a mantra that people should live their life by. What inspired that lyric? How did you come up with that?
I'm so happy that that's your favorite one. I think the way I look at life now is everything that happens to me is either a lesson or a blessing. I think we face so much negativity every day, from ourselves, from our family, and even from, you know, strangers. And I feel like everything that happens, you just have to see it as, if it's not a blessing, then it's a lesson. Like, you just can't be negative in this day and age, because it will knock you down seriously. So I feel like having that outlook on life has really helped myself, you know.
And so obviously 2021, the start of a new year, just off the back of your debut EP, which has been received so well, what can we expect from Tia Cara over the next 12 months?
We can expect, fingers crossed, another EP and maybe a mixtape. We'll see.
And what is going to be inspiring these new EPs or mixtapes? You know, what is left over from the old EP which you want to explore more, that you want to talk about? Are there any stories you want to tell particularly? What's the sort of inspiration behind making these records?
I just want to tell my story. I feel like a lot of people say I live a crazy life. Like, some of the events that happen, you can't write about it. So yeah, I feel like I just want to tell my story. I got funny stories, sad ones, happy ones, motivational ones. And I feel like, you know, again, it's going to resonate with a lot of people, either make them laugh, give them motivation, let them know that they're not the only one going through situations like that, you know. So yeah, just to tell my story, you know.
Amazing. Well, we certainly can't wait to hear it, but we're very happy with what we have now, which is En Route, the debut EP from Tia Cara, which is out now. The new single is Trouble Train. Tia, thank you so, so much for joining us tonight.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
No worries at all. So as I ask every guest that we have here on the New Music Show, before you go, could you just introduce your new single to us, please, Tia Cara?
This is Tia Cara, and you are listening to my latest single, Trouble Train.
I love to take the trouble train. More tunes for them other days. This praise hit me in a way like a cocker spaniel. A big cocker spaniel pull up, say something. They can't tell me nothing. Mum and dad are mad, there's two can cross me at the crossing. It's whatever I want, whenever I want. I'm ever so right at being wrong. I can put it in a song and you can sing it, or do it and wing it, or screw it. Cause I can fix my check, yeah, I'm fluent. See, I might seem the youngest and the newest. The author writer said otherwise. And you're broke needing me like them other guys. 10 times I get you the best lines. Cause I read the science before I read designer. I speak my mind you, I like the silence. And I only write in private. I'm hopping on the trouble train. first class trouble train. Trouble train. I'm hopping on the trouble train. First class trouble train. Trouble train. I got tunes for them other days. My life amazed, I'm amazed, I found all these other ways. Y'all amazed with the gaze, bracy brave now. I always been that brazy brave ex-best friend. Thought I want a tasty taste. Extensive stress, bitch, I'm safely chased. They had all these jokes about me on some slavery shade. I'm so cold, so I sound nasally, babe. I heard it all before you try coming and attack. Think about the actions and what it did to Kazzy Flack. We all make mistakes, only people learn from that. So I'm just doing me kind, but you confirm a slap. Cause all these Twitter fingers never turn to trigger fingers. I hate when they see Chess, they say, oh, look, another singer. It's not deep, but I'm shallow. Never seen a mic murdered by a female mulatto. I'm hopping on a trouble train. First class trouble train. Trouble train. Trouble train. Hopping on the trouble train. First class trouble train. Trouble train. Trouble train. I'm hopping on the trouble train. First class trouble train. Trouble train. Trouble train. I'm hopping on the trouble train. First class trouble train. Trouble train. Trouble train. I'm hopping on the trouble train. First class trouble train. Trouble train. Trouble train. I'm hopping on the trouble train. First class trouble train.